Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Dom Giordano program. More evidence of things turning around and the economy working. And it plays into something, too, that might remedy, hopefully remedy for a while, something that had gone too far. I'm talking about the fact the Wall Street Journal today has a big piece. Employers eager to hire try a new policy. They're looking for people. No experience necessary. Inexperienced job applicants face better odds in the labor market as more companies drop work history and degree requirements. And further along in this article, Wall Street Journal business section today, they say that they point to Terminix. Terminix, you know, a necessary job, killing rodents and all that. Terminix raised the bar for over 1,000 pest control branch and service manager positions to require a two-year degree or bachelor's degree. In January, it reversed course and made degrees preferred but not mandatory. So they talked to a guy who a lot of employers, they say, are loosening college requirements, even as the proportion of Americans with a bachelor's degree continues to rise. Bank of America currently has 7,500 job openings worldwide, and fewer than 10% now require a degree. Surprising number of jobs could be filled by non-graduates, including most of the bank's tellers and employees handling customer service and fraud protection calls. In June, the bank unveiled plans to hire 10,000 more retail workers from low-income neighborhoods over the next 5 years. So, you know, they talk about that some companies are not relaxing requirements. The tech industry was the first to dismiss credentials and are doing more of that. Now, this is a two-pronged thing. One, it shows that the economy is back, and now rather than putting these roadblocks in there, they're being removed. And two, a lot of these positions, either because, you know, I told you that I've seen positions even in radio, sales and the like. The college degree was seen as a baseline to kind of ferret people out and to kind of say, did you have enough stick-to-it-ifs to get through and do a college situation? You know, go through 4 years, get your degree and all that. And now that emphasis is being taken away. Now, who knows if it'll fling back to that and a college degree is still going to be a necessity. But I'd love to have you get in. Have you noticed this? I know we have a lot of people that have hired people, work in the field, or noticing what's going on. 855-839-1210. This is a good thing. It means that companies are eager to hire, and sometimes we're dealing with management positions, and they're not being as centric, and I would say over the top, as far as having a specific college degree or even a college degree. Now, how will colleges respond to this? What will their lobbyists and others do? How will they try to push back in this battle that's going on, which they're losing due to the fact of how much they're charging, how they indoctrinate, and how much they don't seem to consider their graduates have degrees of something the graduate might like but might be meaningless when it comes to getting a job that pays well enough to keep up with the crushing student loan debt. So this is the big change. 855-839-1210. And then you have Betsy DeVos over at the Education Department pushing back against big college. And that's a good thing, too, in various ways. And again, I still think it's a winning issue at some point for Republicans to address this whole thing and to talk about student loan debt, how crushing it is, and how Democrats are never going to go after cops. Their solution is always, we need more public funding. Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, we're not spending enough on cops. We're more than spending. It's gargantuan. And all it does is stop college from reining in the cost of tuition. So what are you seeing out there? Are you seeing this? Now, people who went and got a four-year degree, maybe they might be mad, saying, well, I was told if I get that degree, it's necessary. Now it's not. Well, these things can swing back and forth. But as of now, to try to find new employees, and maybe there's a sea change. You know, when they find good employees that don't have a college degree, maybe some of that bias will start to go away. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210, 855-839-1210. You get in right now with Dom. Are you seeing more of this? I mean, any number of jobs, I don't see the necessity of the college degree. Like sales. I really don't. It's personality, it's drive, it's knowing your product, whatever you're selling. Isn't it that more than a college degree? Even a lot of management, depending. Is a college degree, are we going to see a point? Are we already at the point where you're not seeing, you know, everybody is a given, they're going to go to college and have a college degree? It's going to take a little while because of the emphasis that's going on. But the student loan debt is the thing. They've just killed it themselves. What kind of case can they make? And they will not stop as long as we continue to fund big college more and more and more. And as long as you're told that piece of paper is going to have to, that's why I made the point. Santorum made the point, if you remember, rather than Kavanaugh, I would have liked to have seen somebody like the guy Santorum knows from Pennsylvania, the judge from Pennsylvania that was in the final two or three, potentially be in that, that we have to get away from Harvard and Yale and that whole track at every level. Well, Dom, that's the best and the brightest. Is it, or that, is that just part of the inside game? And maybe we need some people in there that are not Harvard and Yale. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and 855-839-1210, you get a line. So college now not being as necessary, particularly specific skills, in order to start with a company, given the economy, just another sign of that. Let's go to Marie to start off in Ridley Park. Marie's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marie, good morning. Marie.
Hello?
Yes, Marie. Hi. Go right ahead.
Yes. I think years ago, it was much less money to get a college degree, so people could stay with it and finish it. I don't think we should make the assumption anymore that people don't have a stick-to-itness. I think it's just become so unaffordable for people. They get halfway through and they can't finish.
Oh, right.
And I think that's the big problem. And I think what they're teaching the kids isn't marketable, or else we would see these kids get jobs.
I would agree with you. There's too much of that, then there's resentment. That was the Occupy movement. A lot of them had meaningless degrees. They were promised something, and all they had was huge student loan debt. Bernie Sanders at his rallies the last time around, you may remember, people would stand up as a point of pride. One would say, I owe 50, another would yell, 70! And it's like you're a bigger dummy that you owe 100,000, you know, 200,000 that you got caught up in this. So this is a breakout. This is a cultural thing that the Trump economy is propelling. Two upsides to it. One, employers are eager to hire people. Tell me what you're seeing. And two, they're not looking as much that you have to have a college degree for any number of jobs. Terminix is the one that's mentioned here. GitHub, recently acquired by Microsoft, said it hasn't required college degrees for most positions in years. So I think the high-tech field was a place where if you can do it, that's what's necessary. You don't need the pedigree. I'd like to see, too, getting away from the pedigree, too, of Harvard, Yale. There's nothing wrong if you're a person, intellectual, you didn't go to Harvard and Yale. You might have a chip on your shoulder, too. You might have more to prove, work harder, smarter than somebody who did. That's class warfare, Don. Yeah, I do have a little bit with that Harvard-Yale stuff. I really do. But colleges have made it I don't know how have they gotten to this point even? How have they pulled off this scam and they continue to get away with it? Of having people assume this amount of debt, how's that infrastructure out there? It took quite a while. You know, it hasn't been forever that a college degree was mandatory. It was seen as, oh, you're not a college graduate. Wow. 855-839-1210. And I value college. I value education. But not indoctrination, not huge student loan debt, not snobbiness that seems to go smarter than the room stuff with any of this that results in all kinds of negative behaviors.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.